This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Greater Armadillo.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I love this thing so much.
Oh, the biggest dipshit there ever was. Favorite.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites in this whole book. Everything hates this. Most of these words are dedicated to how stupid this creature is.
Just the phenomenal amount of shade that is thrown at this little dipshit is astounding.
Yeah. It's like an awakened Ben Shapiro. Like, you're just getting owned on Twitter, like, again and again. He's even got the same posture and, like, kind of general proportions.
Yeah, you just know that this thing would be ratioed on the dark web or whatever.
As soon as this thing, like, just popped up, which this thing does pop up, it would immediately get shot down just from, like, just hilarious people owning it left and right.
Yeah, so you would think, okay, greater armadillo, like, armadillos are already pretty, you know,
pretty great.
They're pretty great. Like, I genuinely like armadillos a lot. They give you leprosy, it's fine. And you think, okay, it's just gonna be another one of these. No, like, they're just incredibly dumb. To the point where they don't know how to respond to situations or stimuli. There's a line in here that I really enjoy. Indeed, its defensive reactions are so arbitrary that it might roll itself up to defend against a curious puppy or ferociously attack a ground car.
Yeah. And it only uses those two examples for some reason, even in the Shadow Talk.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, they hate, these things hate cars. But it's like a coin flip. It's not smart enough to know which things should be attacked and which ones should be eaten.
Yeah.
You know, so that makes them dangerous. It talks about how they're so dumb as to be dangerous because of that, because it makes them unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get down with. But I just like that they're that stupid.
Yep.
You know, and I like the idea of, I was in my mind when I read through these things, sometimes I imagine, you know, what I would do if I ran into one. And its first instinct is pop up in the air because it was scared of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it lands on the ground and turns into a little ball, or it might turn into a ball. My attack here turns into a ball, though. I was just thinking, like, you just, like, pick it up and huck it, you know, right? Like, you if
just,
this thing
just get out, like, one of those weird little highlight scoops.
Yeah. Yeah. Just launch it. Just blitzball it. Get the Anarchy names and just, like, shoot into the eject zone, you know?
Well, you have to be careful, because if he does decide to go at you, like, it will attack the ground car, and its claws are, you know, strong enough to actually, like, make a dent. Not just make a dent, but, like, super, cut through it. Yeah.
Yeah. You could, like, lose a leg.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a real bad coin flip, because you either, like, lose a leg or you get to throw a ball. Like, that's cool, but you know, it's not that cool.
And I mean, like it is not as though, like, throwing a ball is a rarefied ritual that only the select few get to do.
No. I imagine that's the kind of thing kids in, like, the 1500s dreamed of their entire life.
Yes.
You know, and we get to do it, like, tons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after this, I'm gonna go buy a ball. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm playing with a ball right now. By which I mean a pinball, not a, you know, not a testicle.
Yeah, not a testicle or a armadillo.
Right. We get the Shadow Talk, and we get, again, people talking about either eating these things or using component parts of them in the process of eating. So we got Sammy, who's coming in here saying that it shredded the wheel of her ground car, and so she decided to kill it, hollow it out, and make it into a salad bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, which seems like the kind of thing people in, like, New Mexico would actually do. I bet you can go into a tourist trap and buy an armadillo shell salad bowl.
Yeah.
You know, but everyone's all grossed out about it, or rather
turned on,
you know, or pretends to be.
Yes.
Like Slag, who we've seen Slag before. I think Slag is, you know, a big crude troll. Those guys are kind of doing e-flirting.
Yeah.
Much to the consternation of the person who has the super cool shatter on handle of Bob.
Yeah.
Who's just like, get a room, you know, and then they're going to go fuck.
Yeah.
on top of the salad bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll be used as a receptacle for their product.
Yeah. For their love. That's about all I got. I just like how dumb he is. And I like how his face looks dumb too. He's got a little bit of that shit-eating grin that we've seen, like, on several of these critters.
Yeah.
A little smile. Just the racist joke, like, recipient book. It's like an art photography, you know, like, coffee table book. Like, here's pictures of racist after they just heard a racist joke, and it's a series of black and white photos, you know, of just, like, old men just making exactly this face.
Oh, it is the wrong kind of shameful joy. brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.